Okay, so great. So this first experiment, and also setting context for this experiment of setting context consciously for space holding, was me also being attentive to what's happening when Clinton and Chloe are holding the space. I feel they raise a lot of the anger and the fear consciously. So they deliver the space with that, and that freaks boxes very fast. And I was wondering, how is an experiment that we can hold so we practice this and so we go with this consciously also when we space hold? This would be really a fine-tuned practice. And there are other spaces that also other people, boxes melt just by being with a lot of connection. So they cannot hold the love. They cannot hold being so in such a, how do you say, you have pressure and, how do you say, vacuum, with so much vacuum. They need the pressure to be okay. So this is really interesting in also which processes you use more fear or more anger and when. So it's practicing also vacuum and pressure of the space. And yeah, let's see what happens if we go consciously just with a lot of anger and fear, and let's see how it goes. So you're going to break out rooms. One is the facilitator, one is your audience or client, and the other one is your coach. And you're going to have like 3 to 5 minutes each to first present with 20% of anger and fear in the space. So you rise up consciously your anger, your fear, and you just deliver the message like with all in for 20% of anger and fear. And the coach can go anytime. You can just beep or coach, like, so you keep that up. And the second experiment is you use the same context that you chose and you go for 8%, 10% of anger and fear together and see what happens. The third is you balance with these two experiences. The third you balance, and the coach also helps you to work with the pressure and the vacuum that you put in the space. And then we meet here. There are two people that are going to stay in the main room. Maybe I stay here with someone. I do breakout rooms now.
I didn't get the difference between the first and the second experiment. It's just the level of fear and anger that is being used.
Yes. Same context.
So just lower. Deliver the same context, lowering the amount. And the third experiment.
The third, you balance them.
You balance fear and anger.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So any other question?
Yes. So you're going to be in the group of the two people, right, Joanna?
Yes.
Or with the second person. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this in this case, I'm like, I'll be audience and coach at the same time.
Cool.
So it has this tricky. Yeah. But it's doable. Yeah. Okay, so any other question? And this is experiment. We haven't experimented this, so I'm quite excited to see what happens. Okay, let's go. And okay, so okay, maybe Jennifer, you stay here or you stay here with me? Okay,
I'll stay with you.
It's the first, so you go then. Yes, I changed this. Okay, so Amanda, Patricia, Scott, you are in a breakout. May it's a pity because maybe the
I think you should be separated.
Yes.
You and Jennifer, since you know more about the experiment, and that way you can be more of coaches.
Okay, so the group of three stays in this main room. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
So you go with Jennifer, go with Scott. I stay here with Patricio and Amanda. Okay, don't accept the invitation for breakout room, Amanda and Patricio.
Okay.
Go. Yes. So choose who goes first. I'm gonna write some logisticals.
Okay. I can go first.
You are possibly tighter.
Okay.
Great.
So I'm going to be the one to set the context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, choose the context.
Okay, so Joanna, if you're taking notes, then I can be coach.
Yes.
That makes sense? Or okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so Patricio, what context or what process are you delivering to your audience?
So the process that I want to deliver is about lying and the connection to the gremlin. And to know about the gremlin, about your gremlin in the context of people that don't have a lot of context yet about this distinction. So,
okay, Patricio, turn up your anger more.
Okay, so I guess he's starting now, so you can go.
Yeah. So I'm this is an experiment about getting to know more about your gremlin. And the gremlin is this part in you that will defend
Patricio.
Your personality.
Patricio, yes. Pause. So bring your anger and your fear up more, because it feels like it's like not even 10% yet.
Okay.
So even if it feels like an exaggeration, like go into the energy for the experiment to play and see how it feels, so even if it doesn't feel.
Okay. Got it. This experiment is about knowing this part in you that is dedicated to defend your ego, to defend your personality, to defend what you know. Is what you know is your life, and this part in you is dedicated to is your immune system, the immune system to change, and any relationship.
So Patricio, pause for a second. That was great, and use a little bit more too. Like I have this feeling sometimes, like you are like holding back to protect me. Like you're holding back your energy. Like there's something in you afraid to overwhelm me. So just go over that point and use more of that, of the fear and the anger.
Yes. And you set in context. So you say, so today we are here, we're going to stay here for 2 hours and you're not going to leave the space. Because this is a space of processing, and we're gonna process you processing about lying. So you enter the space like that. Not just blah blah what the process is about, but you set the whole space like that. You present yourself like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Okay.
Maybe you have to stand up or something. Change something. Maybe you have to stand up. If you stand up or do something different. And present it standing or
I sat in a different way. Okay, so today this is
Shift go.
Yeah. Today we are going to. This is a space to this to for discovery. This is a space to get into a place where you are going to be looking at yourself. This is a dangerous space, and we are starting right now.
Take your sadness out. Take your sadness is in the way. You just have to go like just pure anger and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Imagine what you have to imagine, an army or something.
Yeah, think about that. It's not just Joanna and I in the space, but yes. Both of us have really big gremlins.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, I understand, and this is not working for me. It's too much pressure, and I cannot go. I mean, I know I'm not getting to the anger and to the fear, but I am frozen now.
Yes. So
it's not working.
Yes, and what part of you is frozen?
Yeah. I'm in the not knowing, and it's just very fast. The feedback and the pressure is just too fast, mm-hmm. I cannot even connect to my anger and to my fear. So I want to ask for a little more space.
Yes.
You know, to be able to connect to it. And still it's an experiment, and for me this is too fast. The pressure, there is not enough vacuum, and I cannot set the context.
Yeah, so yeah. Use your anger consciously to ask for that for us. Right now you're using your gremlin to talk to us.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what do you have to say? Yeah.
So you're hooked and you're triggered. You say, this is not working for me. I need more space between your feedback. Thank you. Yeah. And I will try again.
Okay. So this is not working for me. I can try again, but I need much more space now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Go.
The gremlin is a part in us that is dedicated to defend ourselves. It's dedicated to defend the life that they know, that the gremlin knows. It's dedicated to really make impossible any change, because the gremlin knows that it worked. It worked for you. You survived. You had a life where you built a life, and you survived. And the gremlin knows it. And at the same time, the gremlin became your prison. So at the same time that is defending your life, this life that you have built for so many years, since you know yourself, this has become the prison, and there is no possibility of change, even if the reality around you is calling for that change. So we are going to explore that in this space, and we start now, and this space is about closing the door and closing all the back doors. So you can really go into the experience of getting a smell of your gremlin.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricio. Okay.
So now we shift for 8% or 10% of anger and fear. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's keep this me and see. Yes.
Okay, so now we shift for the other 8 to 10%. Go.
Yes. And it's about closing the back door. And a way that you that you can get into knowing something about your gremlin is with,
Now you're still in the more like 20 or 18, 15, drop a bit more. It doesn't mean that you have to speak lower, and you can speak clear, but more, yeah, clear and with fear and less tight. Yeah.
Lying is a strategy of the gremlin to not let you go to the next step in your relationship, to the next question, to the next conversation. Lying is about stopping the relationship, stopping what it could be said. Lying is about stopping what it could happen between you and the other person.
I still feel a lot in my system, and it's a bit more subtle than that. Mm. Yeah, drop the past experience, bring it to back to zero in your own system, and just raise, like, maybe it's like that, like I'm talking right now. I don't need more than 5 to 8% to speak like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go.
So lying is about stopping what is possible, stopping what could be possible, stopping the next conversation, stopping the next place where you are going to feel where you are going to feel your fear, or you are going to feel anger, or you are going to be in a place of not knowing. So we are going to explore and think about the lies that you have told in the last week. And what has been the purpose behind telling that lie? And we are going to do breakout rooms. And this is not about finding out how you are bad. Or what?
Yeah, keep it in the same level. Try to keep it. And then you some words you still modulate and keep it really, really, really. And now what I sense is you balance it. Mm. Try to keep it low, low, low. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. This exercise is not about finding out that you are bad or that you are good when you don't tell lies. This exercise is about getting a glimpse on the strategies that you use to stop interaction. And lying, judgment, revenge, feeling being right. All these are strategies to prevent change. We're going to look one at a time. This is about looking at our lies, at my lies, and looking at what happens right after you lie. So we will do breakout rooms right now.
Now you balance. Now you, it's less time and you balance. Yeah. Great job. Go.
Thanks, Patricia.
This getting to know your gremlin is probably the most rewarding experience that you can build for yourself. The gremlin is this part in you that is dedicated to keep your life safe. And keeping your life safe, yes.
Use a bit more anger. Mm.
And keeping your life safe is the purpose, the whole purpose of your gremlin. And at the same time that your gremlin is keeping your life safe, is building a jail, a golden jail, where everything is cozy, everything is known, and prevents you from having the real life that you want to have, prevents you from living the adventure that we are made up out to live. The gremlin uses all these strategies, uses lying, uses revenge, uses being right, uses having opinions, uses competition. The gremlin uses jealousy. All these little behaviors that keep closing you, keep closing the gate to your jail. So we are going to start looking at this the architecture of the jail, the structure of the jail, and how the gremlin builds it little by little. Is enough?
Yes, thank you. Time is up. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Patricio.
Yes, what worked for me is in the beginning was a bit, the Patricio from the beginning was like very low. Then when I said hi, it was still a bit higher for me. It would be just less intensity of anger would be great. And I experienced an energy that I never experienced from you before in a space. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this last one, the balancing was really, towards the end, you were being dangerous. And this is something sometimes I don't see in you. You have this box of I'm nice and I speak like that and I connect to you every time. So it was great. Good job. Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. In the balancing part, it felt like a fine tuning. I liked to seeing how it was like you have to go like an exaggerated level and like up and then also down to come to a point that was like more finely tuned. Like it felt, but it also felt natural. Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, and more interesting. I was like, because the fear is there, and I get like, I get activated. I was like, thank you. Okay, so we changed. Thank you.
Cool.
So we changed roles. Yeah, I can go now. I guess they know what to do, or should I write? Okay, start going for the 20%. Conscious 20% anger and joy and fear. Okay.
So you want to present, Joanna? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to put timing and then we shift.
Okay,
here we go.
I might have to move around. So, Patricio, can you be the coach?
Sure.
Because I might have to relocate.
I don't mind if you are both coaches. So you can just pop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, so we are here today because it's a very important process that we women do. So we change the way we relate to each other. This is putting on the weapon process. And this process is actually wanting us to get out of the patriarchy as it is. So it's enough. It's enough. Yes.
There is not enough fear. I mean, I hear the anger and there is not enough curiosity or fear.
Okay, cool. Right.
Go. Yeah.
Yes, so we are doing this here together because this is something so precious, because if we change this, if we really go for putting our weapons on the table, understanding how are we betraying ourselves as human beings, as women. We need each other actually to change the world, to support each other. And we have so much underworld that is in between us, not spoken, not heard, that this is killing.
So just if you use the fear to slow down a little bit, you know, you're using the anger is beautiful, and there is a, you know, the meaning doesn't totally get to me. Because it's very fast. I mean, very, but enough fast that it doesn't get to me. So just a little bit.
Yes, that's my unconscious fear strategy. It's like I go speedy. Okay, so here we are. Here we are all together in a circle. And this is the space where we together are going to change the relationship that we've been having with each other. This is not a gremlin space. This is not a defensive box child space. You came here today because you want to change your own shadow. How is it affecting your life, in your relationship with other women, with men? So you are here in this space to put your weapons on the table. So you actually hear and feel the pain of keep doing this unconsciously to each other. So it's in a space like this that you keep your gremlin on a leash and you keep your sword pointing to other people's you keep your sword to the center of the table when you're going to put your weapons, and you keep the other's point of the sword towards your neck. And that's how you're going to keep clarity to really bring the treasures that we are hiding. So we behave and we behave, no. So we connect in a complete different field.
So it's working. It's really good. And you can use your anger also for connecting and for creating a better space.
Okay.
It's very like this. And then you can use anger to make a stronger connection, like make the difference between when you are giving information and when you are creating the space.
Okay.
You know, for connection.
Ah, great. Okay. So now it's shift for 8 to 10%. 8% anger and fear. Wow, this is really triggering I'm on the edge of my box.
It's great. You are doing great.
Okay. Okay, let's go. So now.
Go.
Okay, time is up. Welcome to the space. No, I'm too high. Welcome to the space. This is a space where we are gathering here as women, because I lose clarity. Oh my God, yeah.
Keep your anger. Keep your anger. That is really good. And keep your connection to your anger.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, this is amazing work.
And keep your center.
And then my sadness is coming. This is really touching and emotional. Weird stuff. Okay. Yeah. Welcome all to the space. Welcome to this space of women. This is an archetypal space of consciously going forward for our connection as women and getting out of the patriarchy for once. This is a process space we're going to be here today and we're going to share with all your clarity. So you keep your sword out to the center of the table and pointing also the other point to your neck. So you don't skip your clarity. You keep your clarity all the way. You keep your gremlin on the leash. So you can, yeah, Amanda.
So Joanna, yeah, go a little bit lower because it's great, but it feels higher than,
okay,
than like 8%.
It's too tight, huh? Yeah. It's too intense. Okay.
Yeah, and my coaching is that be aware of the sadness and don't take it out totally.
Okay.
You know, I really welcome a little bit of sadness.
Yes.
And it's working very well for me.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, and clarity again. I missed it. Okay. And for doing this, you are committing to all the women that you're going to encounter in your life. This is a space where you are going to welcome your weapons and you're going to put your weapons on the table. And you can also ask questions. Everyone is welcome to ask questions at any moment if you need clarity for another person's weapon. So it's not only me as space holder that can make questions and use the space. This is a space of love and vulnerability and sensibility and clarity. And this is possibly the first time that you get in contact with such group of women and you change the relationship to your weapons. And after, you can choose what to do with your weapons. You can choose to let them on the table or commit to use them in another way. And this is about yourself and your commitment to change the relationship and to end patriarchy with yourself. And yeah, so time is up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, last time, balance.
So my coaching for the balance is that there are moments, you know, there are moments that the anger is coming clearly, the fear is coming clearly, I see the sadness, and then I need, there are moments that you are saying very important, meaningful things. And these are the things that I want you to bring out. You know, there is something about patriarchy, there is something about, you know, and then the rest of the speech, I can hear the anger and this is enough, but I want to hear the meaning also.
Yeah. Okay, here I go. I just put it 2 minutes for this last one. 2 minutes.
Okay. I can time it for you so you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. It's okay. It's already okay. In my system. Yeah. Okay. Hello. I welcome you all here in the space of women. This is an archetypal space. And this is an invitation to get out of patriarchy. So we as women, we also have the patriarchy inside of us. We have been behaving unconsciously and taking action.
Joanna,
yeah.
Use your fear a little bit more to like hold the space, like the energetic space.
Okay. Yeah, I was frozen with fear. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for being here today. this is a day where we're going to put our weapons on the table. So here, we're going to tap into the archetypal. And archetypal women initiated adult women that we share. How exactly are we taking a stand still for patriarchal behavior, unconscious behavior? So we come here in the name of love, transformation, and next culture. No, this is bullshit. I even cut myself.
Your own coaching.
Oh, manipulation. Okay. No.
Connect to your own story. Connect to your own pain. You know, the pain about being a woman in the patriarchy.
Ah, yes. And thank you.
From there, yeah.
That's what I need. Okay.
And that's fear and anger.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take off the time because I'm going to finish this sentence and then we can. Okay. I thank you. No. Shift go. Okay. Hello. This is. Okay. So welcome. Welcome to this process of today that you chose to be here. Yeah, I'm in my head. I'm gonna share just why it's important for me. Okay. I'm stuck in setting context.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Personally is very important to me to be here as space holder for the Trainer Path Portugal. It's a mainly group of men, and for so long I wanted to work with men side by side, and it didn't happen for 7 years in possibility management. And now that I space hold that space, and I find myself, I have so much fear. I have so much fear that I want to create this space with you to know more about how I block intimacy with other women so I can collaborate in spaces like this. And I need you. I need you to do this because I know that unconsciously I use weapons, so I keep you away and I don't collaborate. I don't open my heart to you. Because I have resentments, I have expectations, I have fears that are in the way. And I want to do this because it's important that I learn how to open my heart and connect with you in a completely different way.
That totally works, Joanna. Totally.
Okay.
Like 90%. And I know that there is a lot of sadness, but I still hear the anger and the fear, and I can hear the message also.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Amanda?
Yeah, at the end, it was balanced because I think in general, I could feel you being in the fear, coming from the nothing. And it's that was creating the space where in the first one and even the second one, it felt like the sword was there, but it was so strong that it was almost whoa, almost too much. Mm. So it's and also when you have your sadness, it was really powerful. It created that connection in the space. And I think that's really important.
Yes.
Yeah. The fear and the sadness are also really important in the space because it's you can have the sword and the connection at the same time. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And I want to call them for the space. Is that okay? Yeah. So
yes, but Amanda didn't go then.
They could stay here and we could be all together now for I don't know. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
Yeah, they're coming. Great.
Cool. You guys have one more person, no?
Yes.
I didn't go yet.
Okay.
So you have a big audience.
Yeah, actually it works perfectly because I wanted to practice like as if it's bringing in the new people for the first meeting of the North American Trainer Path. So I'm glad that all of you can.
And where you're going to do a video or where you're going to speak?
It's going to be a Zoom call.
Okay. Great.
And I don't know if it's going to be me in real life who does it, but I'm just going to do it now as a practice.
Great.
And I'm winging it, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. So go. I'm setting time, so you can go. You go now.
Okay. Welcome to the North American Trainer Path.
Amanda, are you reading?
No.
It seems like. I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'm in my head.
Go.
Yeah.
Go really above what you're thinking that is and then
okay.
Be coach. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, welcome to the North American Trainer Path. All of you are here because you are holding space for something bigger than yourself, bigger than your box, and maybe bigger than what you've known before.
Raise up a bit more your anger.
Okay.
Yeah. And the fear, I feel fear, and it's something, I don't know what it is. And go a bit crazy.
You can even, like, practice like as though you're pissed off at us.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like,
okay.
Get a bit comical with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go fanatical.
Mm-hmm. We are co-creating this space together. So if you've been part of another possibility team, this is like the next level because it means that you and all of us, each one of us is taking responsibility for creating this space. And that is the agreement for being here. Is we are co-creating something totally new together.
Try. It seems like you're still reading. I don't know why. I guess it seems like you wait for the information to come and then you say it. Mm-hmm. So go fluent. Just speak without knowing. Use more the fear to that. So you don't know what you're going to say, actually.
Yeah.
There's also like a tiny gap between each word, like almost mm-hmm. like almost a little tiny pause, which feels like a moment of hesitation.
Like, yeah. Like Okay.
And move a bit your hands. Talk with your hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Your body. Embody the thing.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm like
go
getting box blank because I didn't prepare. I have no, this is like totally from the nothing.
You can start by saying hello, thank you for being here, like thank you for being here, This is an amazing space that you never like kind of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, welcome to the North American Trainer Path. We are beginning a journey together in a common, like, spaceship where we are traveling together to completely new territory. And
go.
Yeah, continue a bit more. Mm-hmm.
Completely new territory together. And this is an experimental space. So that means nobody here knows what is going to happen. Exactly. We are at the edge of what we already know so that we can create something completely new that has never existed before. And these are the spaces of entering into being an experimenter, being creating next culture out of the nothing. And this is the journey that we are on together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sometimes I felt you undulated. It would be like trying to keep the thing horizontal, like so in the end you would drop a bit the anger, and now go for the next experiment with 8% of anger and conscious fear.
Okay.
Great. Go. Great.
Okay.
Yes.
Patricio, you need to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I have a coach in Amanda. Just also put your point of origin in the relational space.
In the relationship, in the space?
In the relational mm-hmm. space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says you are really talking to people.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Go.
So to be in this space, you need your sword. And you need the clarity of your gremlin and having it on the leash. This is not a free roaming gremlin space. Because if you allow your gremlin to roam freely, it destroys what is possible here. And it's also a space where it's okay to feel. Like, in fact.
Lower a bit, make it a bit less. Okay. You're very balanced now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lower so you can. Yeah, so you go to the edge of your own box. So you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So we. Like, your feelings are actually needed in this space to help you navigate and to help you connect and co-create with other people. So it's a place that it not only is okay to feel, but it's important that you feel. And it's also a space of receiving and giving feedback. So that means when you give feedback.
A bit more fear now.
A bit more fear, okay.
The anger is perfect, and now a bit more fear. You went anger and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, just two more sentences and then we shift.
Okay. So when you give feedback, it's important to have your gremlin on the leash because it's not about cutting off people's heads or destroying them. It's about giving them gold, giving them what is valuable for them to use so that they can win, so that winning is happening in the space.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. And now we go for balancing.
Okay.
So 2 minutes only of balancing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any feedback?
Yeah, for me, it's working that now there is like the words flow into each other. And I still don't see you in the space. You are talking as from a pedestal or from a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And just connect to your own necessity for this space.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. So then I'll speak from my own why this space is important for me.
Yeah.
So the North American trainer path is very unique. And it's a space where people can learn skills so that they grow as trainers. Because for me, this is really important. I would love to see like hundreds of trainers holding transformational spaces like in North America so that it becomes like normal, or so that people hear about it. So that people are like, oh yeah, possibility management. I've heard of that before. I've heard that's like a really cool thing. And this work that we're doing, it's like when you are really involved with it, it seems like it almost becomes normal, and it's easy to forget that it's how powerful it is. And how many, like I...
Bring a bit the dangerousness. Mm-hmm. So bring a bit of the fear now. It's really cool. And then I would like, shake me up now.
Okay.
As a participant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I remember, it's like before I came across possibility management, like the clarity and the tools that I got from it and are so profound.
It's more something like what are you committing to in your life? So you make a question, so you bring fear consciously. So I get triggered with the fear, and I was like, what am I committing that I could commit here? And like, what is this about committing to be a trainer?
Mm-hmm.
How
asking a dangerous.
Yeah, ask a dangerous question. Yeah, to the space. Mm-hmm. Not so much more about yourself right now, but for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go.
Okay.
2 more sentences.
Mm-hmm. So when you step into this space, are you willing to let go of the identity of who you think you are to commit to create something completely different for yourself and for this world, so that you create a space that you can be in and that other people can step into? Like, are you willing to go through that transformation and be in that space of the unknown
and become dangerous?
Because that's what this space is about. It's about letting go of what you think you know to become liquid, to enter into being a transformational agent.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. 1 hour is past. And
oh my gosh.
I would like to just do check out of this experience and then we book it for another time, do more experiences, like together and with more people if they want to join.
Doesn't someone have to be out of here right at the top of the hour for Gremlin stuff?
No, I have like 10 more minutes, but not too much more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had a whole second part planned, but clearly the timing is not going to work. So we'll do my part another time. But I do want to have everyone check in about the experience and what was discovered.
Yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I can go first. So while working with Scott, like as the speaker, I found going into 20% anger actually like the space that I wanted to be in more. And I'm not there enough as a trainer, and as I had the different levels to play in, I recognized that anger is, it feels like right to be in a space of anger while I'm delivering something. And and the same with Scott. Like I really appreciated his delivery at 20% anger. It was very powerful. And so for us in that space together, I discovered that being in higher intensity anger really works for me. Yeah, it was a great practice. Yeah.
And what does it shift it in you?
Yeah, it was like the space of stepping in, stepping up, stepping out, and taking up more space is what I want right now in my path as a trainer. So this practice helped me to feel the difference.
So when you went higher on anger, you could experience yourself being there more than when you balanced. You balance that more, the anger and the fear? Like, is that so?
Well, I think in the end, what felt like the place that is needed is that place, like in the training space. But the practice of this exercise of going into 20% anger with my delivery was what I needed to feel this distinction that I haven't felt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can share. That was really valuable to get the fine distinctions. Like for me, I realized it's kind of the opposite as what you said, Jennifer, because I realized that I think I use like too much anger, like usually. And the feedback about like talking like I'm from a pedestal, I was like, oh wow, that's very important feedback. I think I have a tendency to do that. So I'm gonna practice like doing what you said, Patricio, like speaking more from a relational space. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. I think I get in this space that then becomes disconnected from the group. And I want to like integrate that together. And it was also interesting to see that speaking from a place of totally not having anything planned turned out to be pretty powerful. I was like, oh, wow, maybe I should practice that more, because usually I like write down or like try to make a plan of like, you know, oh, I'm going to talk about this and this and this, and like, oh, that would be a good thing to say. But just like talking like that, it was like, wow, okay, that actually felt more powerful than usual if I like have a list in front of me. So this is really cool. And I would like to do it again too, because I feel like it's an ongoing process of fine tuning these things. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you. I would like to share that I went total liquid, and that I have fear of my fear. I have fear of the space that fear can create, and to hold that. So I go speedy. And what's behind that is sadness. So when I give space for my fear, like sadness, unconscious sadness comes. And I'm afraid to express it or to be connected with that. And I've been doing also some process about being okay with expressing my sadness. And that's really how I connect to people. And I use it. But when I put myself in a position of space holder, kind of, I get into my unconscious fear, sadness is blocked. And so it was very, very cool to have your adjustments so I could position myself. And yeah, I'm really impressed how this works, because it's really valuable. It's really, really, well, something very fine tuning for trainers. Yes. And yeah, there's more, but I'm kind of in this space. And I was impressed also to see Patricio and the box like reacting, and then when you shift it, it's like you could use it. And that was so like beautiful to see and to be present for that, to experiencing you with a total different energy. Like it's spicy, and I loved to see you like that. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate this space very much. And to me, putting our attention in setting context, I think is huge for learning to talk to each other, not only for holding space, but to just pay attention to how we talk to each other and where is our point of origin. And then what are the tools that we have to use them to fine tune our feelings, the anger, fear, you know, sadness, how all that, our mind, you know, being able to deliver meaning at the same time that we are connecting to the information of our feelings. So I find it very, very valuable. And I get immediately curious about what could be next for this experiment, because it's also like how we use our grounding to create context or to set context or sadness, you know, in the mixture. I mean, I think anger and fear, it is very important to start with this, and then how we can use also sadness in the mixture and the grounding, and how to also fine tune in our mental body, you know, when it's important to deliver meaning through feelings and when is it important to deliver it through a clear message. A clear sentence or a clear argument, you know. Anyway, thank you. It was great, and I would love to keep, you know, the experimenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was valuable for me too, and I have been. This has been on the periphery of my awareness of like a skill that I want to practice, and it I haven't felt safe to practice it in my actual possibility themes, because I feel like it's important for me to go to that place of practicing like risking sounding like I'm just pissed off at people in order for me to kind of, like, I have to be able to go too far and able to be able to find my actual middle ground, the place that works for me. And so, yeah, I did end up finding, like, there's this thing that for me of like the modulation really helps. Like I need to be able to go up to the high levels and then down lower. And when I go down lower, it's like it lands things. Like things can land. And maybe that's going into my sadness a little bit, but like I can land distinctions a little bit more. And then I go up higher and I can kind of stick things. I can make things clear. Like I can, it's like different ways in which the clarity comes across. And it really was fun to work with you, Jennifer, and so thanks for bringing this, both of you. I also look forward to doing it more.
Yes, wow. I have a big thank you for Jennifer. So we just came with this together, and thank you for having me also in Trainer Path North America. It's now in these special times also that the global is regional. So it's very interesting that we are doing this together, and this is going to serve a lot of the other trainers, and mm-hmm. so they can experiment also too. Yeah. Thank you so much. And
I have a request. If if you are recording your sessions about weapons on the table or whatever, you know, maybe there is a way that we can exchange all those things. I would love to see also, because you've been setting context for that, how it works actually in when you do it.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
experience.
It's also a gender because it's men's space and then it's women's space. So maybe mm-hmm. you can then talk to Dor. Dor is going to hold space for the men in the Trainer Park Portugal. And then I'm going to hold space with Vera for the women, because I'm one woman in this. And then this is the processing. So you might be wanting to call Dor or me, and I pass also the process. I could also, I don't know about how this works of recording some voice message the processes, so I don't know if
that would be great. Anything, do you have a write-up of the process?
I wrote some stuff, yes, and I can write it and pass to you.
If you put it in the chat so we can all see it, that would be really cool.
That would be awesome.
And it really works also to have a call, so it's a different setting. So I had two people passing me this process, like being with me, and so the energy goes also with that.
Yeah, I would be open to that as well.
Cool. Yeah. So we are connected, and I guess more proposals will come.
Because you're our Portuguese ambassador. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.